Uncut cocks are fucking superior. You should just worship uncut cocks in any way, shape, or form. Put an uncut cock up on the screen right now. Uncircumcised penis. Fucking just masturbate to uncircumcised penis only today. Just look up porn stars that are uncut. Maybe even look at porn stars that you don't know if they're uncut or not. Just to find out. Just to see what they have in their pants. Every penis worshiper, every phallic worshiper should worship an uncut cock at least 100 times in their life. Like, really think about it. When you put an uncut cock into your mouth, right? Really think about that. Big uncut cock. I'm talking like anteater, tight fucking foreskin head, not loose at all, right? Think about that uncut cock just being shoved into your mouth. That is more cock in your mouth than there is if you ever put like a cut penis into your mouth. Because there's all that foreskin, all those nerve endings, all the things that just make that penis way more sensitive. It's just so full of penis pleasure. And you can do a lot of things with an uncut cock that you can't do with a cut cock, for example. Like, think about just oral sex for now. Just think about having the foreskin in between your lips and just kind of like teasing it, maybe tickling it with your tongue. Maybe sticking your tongue in the foreskin and tasting whatever's inside. And if you ever stick your tongue in a uncut cock, you'll notice that it tastes like even more penis. It tastes very penis-y. That's the only way to describe it. It tastes very like semen-y, penis-y. Oftentimes you can still taste the piss or cum, whatever was still inside the hood. You can just really like enjoy the taste and the sensation of just more penis. You can tickle it with your tongue, you know, or completely wrap your tongue with the hood of the penis. You can put the floppy foreskin of the penis like over your finger, over a few fingers, you know, finger it and just kind of like put it in there like one of those finger traps. You can put it on your nose and just wrap it around your nose and then just have the smell of penis all over your face for the rest of the fucking day. Like, you can just tug on the foreskin to elicit more and more penile pleasure of the person with this uncut cock. And you know, if the hole is loose enough with an uncut cock, they can fuck with the skin on too. They don't even have to retract their foreskin, their prepuce, or whatever. And I have an uncut cock, so you know I'm speaking from experience. Like, when I stroke it, I can feel my hand on it, and then I feel the foreskin on it at the same time. It's like having two hands on it at all times whenever I stroke it. Because, like, my foreskin retracts. It doesn't retract automatically, but I had to do it manually. So whenever I masturbate, whenever I pull down on it, the skin retracts. I got a loose skin. I got like 3 inches. If you ever seen it, like, I have a really loose floppy foreskin on the end of my penis, and you always feel it. You always feel it just hanging off there. I don't know the amount of my audience that's circumcised, but you always feel like that there's something on the end of your penis. It's kind of like having a glans ring on it at all times. It's kind of like having a condom on it at all times. And you know, there's a lot of things I do with my foreskin that like I don't really tell people. I've said this before, but like the first masturbation technique that I used to do with an uncut cock was like I would put marbles in it, and I would put like, you know, some just nice cold marbles, cold ball bearings, and just like warm them up with my penis, and then, you know, put some lube on it, just like have them spit out and everything. It feels like amazing. I should probably do it on cam someday. And like the best part about having an uncut cock too is, you know, I don't have to really use lubricant when I masturbate. I self-lubricate. Sometimes I leak pre-cum. I use spit most of the time. And then, you know, I just fill up my foreskin with all that, or I put the lubricant right on my glans head. And then I just feel like a nice greasy glans. I feel a nice greasy, like, sort of sensation where it's similar to like having a fleshlight on the end of it at all times. Like, just feeling like the skin pull back. It's like a reverse fleshlight, kind of. You know, my head is always sensitive. It's always protected by my foreskin. It it's nice and gushy. There's no other part of my body like it. And because of the foreskin, that allows me to have a lot more pleasure than like a cut circumcised penis, you know? And so like I sometimes hold that over guys that want to dock, you know, I kind of push it onto them like, oh yeah, you want my fucking foreskin on that cock? You know, like you just make them bow down to you, you know, they fucking beg to get in your foreskin, fucking beg to finger it, fucking beg to worship it. And that's exactly what you should do, you know, like I have so much more penis pleasure, you should really worship it just to get a fraction of that penis pleasure. And I hold it over circumcised guys all the time. It's just a natural way to dominate circumcised guys with a uncut penis fetish. You know, they fucking beg me for me to pull the skin back. They beg me to increase the length of my fucking uncut cock to get more foreskin, to get more of a floppy skin. That's what they fucking want. And I just make their fetish worst, honestly. As a guy with an uncut cock, nice big uncut cock, I get them so fucking worked up over seeing my uncut cock, doing comparison between the two of us. You know, even encourage them to just only masturbate to uncut cocks, you know. Pick a favorite porn star with an uncut cock. Make them really just beg to see more and more uncut cocks. And I love just training them to fucking realize that I get way more pleasure than they do per stroke. And I still manage to edge for a long ass time. And just remind them that I just feel so much pleasure all the time. Any time of day. Any time of week. And that's why I think I'm a chronic masturbator too. Just having that uncut penis all the time. So sensitive. So stimulated by everything. By the fabric of my fucking shorts. Of my pants. So easy to get it up. Just play with my foreskin and then I get hard. I even advocate for cut guys with circumcised penises to just goon every time they see an uncut cock. Every time they see a fucking phallus that's different than yours, just fucking goon to it. Looking at just how fucking juicy, how fucking shiny the fucking penis head is, just naturally full of just natural lubricants, natural taste. Like, just getting off on reminding them that, like, I'm just intact. All my penises just put together. And, you know, some of the guys that really have deep, uncut fetishes, I'll just, like, put on the whole alpha hat. I'll just say, yeah, I'm fucking intact. You fucking jealous. It's fucking out of my control. I just fucking born lucky. Getting an uncut cock, and that makes them nut like crazy. Just thinking that someone's uncut and fucking proud of it. Someone's so fucking uncut about their fucking proud fucking uncut penis. They're just so fucking uncut that that's their fucking personality. You just remind people that you got a fucking uncut penis. Fucking word spreads around. And pretty soon you got a bunch of people just wanting to worship your uncut penis. You know, and especially in America, a lot of masturbators have cut penises, not knowing that the idea of male circumcision was to prevent you from masturbating, and you ended up being a masturbator anyways. So, you know, I'll play up that whole role of, you know, since I am uncut, you know, the doctor probably wanted me to masturbate when I grew up, so I gotta be a masturbator. I gotta be the best fucking masturbator there is. And that's exactly what happened. Like, every time you see an uncut penis, you should just think about that historical fact and just probably see that uncut penis and just think to yourself, wow, that guy probably masturbates a lot. And that's probably the truth. Seeing an uncut cock, especially in the US, is just so fucking rare. They should just treat it like a privilege. Even cartoon depictions of penises are just circumcised penises. So, you know, you gotta show your appreciation to all these uncut cocks, all this primal phallic pleasure. You should just really just show your appreciation by worshiping them, by masturbating to them, by letting them fucking trigger you. Yeah. Every time you see an uncut cock at the urinal or wherever, just let that trigger you. Let that make you masturbate. Just thinking about all the pleasure that he has behind closed doors that you don't have. Especially if you're cut. Especially if you're circumcised. Just fucking worship. Just fucking dream about all the pleasure you're missing out on. Let that turn you on. Let that fuel you.